the Gospels According to Love audio. Jesus begins teaching, April 6, 2005. Jesus, full of the Spirit of love, returned from Jordan, led by love, went into the desert, here for 40 days to be tempted by hate. Jesus neither ate nor drank. However, towards the end of these days, he grew hungry. Hate said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of Love, command this stone to bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, it is not meant for us to live on bread alone." Hate led Jesus to a high place in a moment, showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Hate said to Jesus, "I will give you all this and the authority over it, for it is given to me and it is mine to give. All you have to do is worship me and it will be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship love and serve love only." Hate led Jesus to Jerusalem. There, hate had Jesus stand on the pinnacle of the temple. Hate said to him, "If you are a child of love, leap from this pinnacle, for it is written, love will command love's angels concerning you to guard you with care. They will hold you in their arms so that you receive neither bruise nor gash." Jesus answered, saying, "It is best to not put your love to the test." Hate, being frustrated, tempted Jesus no more at this time. Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Spirit of love. News of Jesus swept through the entire area. Jesus began teaching in the synagogues. Many heard this saying and began worshiping him. Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had spent his childhood. On a Sabbath day, he went into a synagogue, as he always does. Jesus stood up to read, and the words of the prophet Isaiah were handed to him. Jesus read from the works these sayings: "The Spirit of love is upon me, because love has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Love has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. Love has sent me to give sight to the blind, to set at liberty the injured, and to preach the acceptable time for love." Jesus closed the book. He gave it again to the minister and sat down. The eyes of all the synagogue fastened on Jesus, and he began to say to them, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." All were his witnesses. They wondered at the gracious words that proceeded from his mouth. They said, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" Jesus said to those in the synagogues, "You will surely say to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself.' Those things we hear of you do in Capernaum, do also here." Jesus said again, "Surely I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. I will tell of a truth. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months. A great famine was throughout all the land. None of the widows came to Elias except for Sarepta. There were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elias the prophet. None of them received cleansing except Naaman the Syrian. All those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. They rose up, thrusting Jesus out of the city and leading him up to the brow of a hill whereon their city was built, thinking to cast him off head first. Jesus, passing through the midst of them, went his way. He came down to the city of Capernaum, a city of Galilee. Here he taught on the Sabbath days. They're astonished at his doctrine. His word was with power. One Sabbath there was a man in the synagogue who had a spirit of fears and hates. He cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we done with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? We know who you are, the beloved of love." Jesus answered the troubled spirits in the man, "Hold your peace and come out of him." And the spirits of hate and fear came out of him, being cast down, and they hurt him not. Those that were there became amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What power has his word? With authority and power he commands the troubled spirits," and they came out. The fame of Jesus went out into every place in the country round about. Jesus arose out of the synagogue. He entered into Simon's house. Simon's mother-in-law was with a great fever. They besought him for her. Jesus came and stood over her and cooled the fever so it left her. Immediately she arose and ministered to them all. When the sun was setting, those sick with all manner of different diseases were brought to Jesus for healing. He laid his hands on them, every one of them, and healed them. Hate also came out of many, crying out, saying, "You are Christ, born of love." Jesus then asked all those healed, "Please do not speak of me as Christ." When it was day, Jesus departed and went into the desert. The people sought him that he should not depart from them. Jesus said to them, "I must preach the kingdom of love to other cities also. It is for this reason I am sent." He taught in the synagogues of Galilee.